The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Denver.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here.
Fight the good fight,
I'm the man.
Every
minute,
every day.
The voice of the people. This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Thursday morning, everyone, the 19th of November, 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyle. Good morning. Really great first hour. We're going to play something for that was shown, or pardon me, shown, given to us by a listener, and Billy found it on the internet, and it triggers a lot of talk. 66 will be the high, 50 tomorrow, and 44 on Saturday. Coming up on a radio show, this newspaper that's published locally, and Jim Hoft is on the show, and he's the guy that did the headline on Dominion and the people that run Dominion. And then Brother Jeff makes his drop that'll make everybody angry. But in the first hour, a fellow called the radio show, very smart young man, and he talked about a Barney Miller television show in 1981. How he knew about it, I don't know. But and we'll play it for you because it's amazing about a trilateralism. And it struck me, and I haven't thought about this stuff for a while, things just kind of go off in your head. But the one of the purposes, and when you read about whether it's the Bilderberg that Hickenlooper went to or the Trilaterals or other people they were calling the Illuminati, and there's all kinds of these interesting theories. But what I got down to, and I was talking to Billy during the pause, was world management, that the idea of a commission or a group was to manage the world. They wanted to do world management. And so I'm thinking to myself, you know, we've talked often, maybe it's a better way to say than the swamp, or the deep state, or, you know, the swamp creatures, or all the things that are said. But how does this play out in what's happening with the president right now? The Trilateral Commission was founded, you know, David Rockefeller finds it in 73, and they give you all these different whys we're doing this, but there is the Bilderberg, the Trilaterals. I mean, these are real groups. The Trilaterals, and they were to foster. There was only, when you watch the word foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, I mean, it's like today there's a term called your better angels. God, am I sick of that? You have to go to your better angels. Who came up with that? The same people that came up with diversity or whatever cockamamie, you know, politically correct, nonsensical, stupid things. But the Trilaterals are real, and they're so I think it speaks for itself. But ask yourself this question, 303-696-1971. Is that what we're watching here? I mean, we know what these are the warmongers. These are the planners. These are the people who really do, you know, have a lot of control. And we're talking about Prince Bernard, and we're talking about David Rockefeller and Brzezinski, the Rockefeller advisor, who ends up Secretary of State, Jimmy Carter's security advisor, who we know legitimately takes Jimmy Earle, James Earle, takes him to the Bilderberg. And these meetings begin in 73, and their membership, and people, you know, who gets membership, Mexicans and Canadians, and the critics of this, and they're smart people. And you have to watch them. So this is really great. This young caller calls the radio show, and he said, remember Barney Miller, that television show about the cop in New York? I said, yeah, I remember the show. He said, well, and he apparently he talked to Billy off air. Oh, listen to this. This is so good. But like Bill and I were talking about it, it's a slam on the idea that the Trilaterals exist. But listen to what he's talking about. George Bush. He's talking about Jimmy Carter. He's talking about Kissinger. And this is very crazy stuff. But let me ask you, are these the people right now? And again, we've been over what's taking place with the recounts and the counts. Where does it all go? So play that again, Billy. This was amazing. Great find by a caller. Here we go.
The ones you should be arresting, not me.
Why didn't you say that before? What do we got here? Cam, this is William Klein. He was wrecking an office.
But I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they?
He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller to bring together business and political leaders from the United States, Europe, Japan, so they could work together for better economic and political cooperation between their nations.
Yeah, but that's what they'd like us to believe. But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community.
This is great.
And in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I take it they're pressing charges?
Yeah, well, he broke a globe and some UNICEF artwork.
Well, they're in on it, too.
Okay, Mr. Klein, if you
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that information.
But I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Well, he's got these magazines here.
Conspiracy Review. Suppressed Truth Roundup?
The whole master plan is exposed.
Yeah, well,
You're still not convinced, huh? would you like to hear the names of just a few of the people who have been on the Trilateral Commission?
Not particularly.
James Earl Carter. Heard of him?
Look, Mr. Klein...
Henry Kissinger. You heard of him? Walter Mondale.
Who?
Mr. Klein, this is
John Anderson, George Bush. Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened? David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye. So, no matter who won in November, they had their man in the White House.
Are you
Until
through?
Trump. Until Donald Trump. What do you do with that? I mean, that one set me off, man. I said, wow. Now, remember, so it's like 40 years old. That's how long ago that was done. This is 2020. That was 81. Look who they mentioned. That guy's good. Now, I don't know. I want to know, we were talking about who the writers that put that in there together and did that. But they're kind of, they're fawning on it, but at the same time, are slamming on it. Wow. There truly is an art to bring perfect kitchens and bathroom remodels, and I know we're close to Thanksgiving, so you don't want to rip the kitchen, but get it underway, get the work done. You can have fun with this and plan, and Mitch Flory is our guy. Mitch Flory, the Art of Granite, he's an expert, he's a craftsman. Turn granite, quartz, marble, other materials into truly works of art in your home. Schedule a virtual consultation. And Mitch, I say this all the time, he came up in Romania while the Ceausescus were running the country. You know, it got frightening stories. 303-386-5919. The guy's a craftsman. And granite from his own warehouse and golden, no markups. You can get the most for your budget. Mention the morning show, 710KNUS. Get a bathroom countertop free. Purchase of a new kitchen countertop. Get a kitchen bathroom sink free. Call Mitch at 303-386-5919. 303-386-5919. 303-386-5919. He's such a good guy. Every way they can to help to do it right. Theartofgranite.com. Oh, we go to the radio show. We go to Fred on one. Hey, Fred, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Hey, my family was involved in the CFR and the Trilateral.
How so?
Yeah. Well, my mother was politically connected to the Republicans, and basically, I grew up under the shadow of all this stuff. They would go to these meetings, as I understood. I was the youngest of four kids.
Where were the meetings taking place?
They were basically Phoenix, Palm Springs, the Breakers. But my dad, being a professional, he didn't go a lot of times. But when I This is kind of weird. I joined a religious order in 1970 in Boulder.
Which one?
Order of Constantine.
Order of Constantine.
Right. Yeah. Right. And we had a family gathering one time in our home, and I brought this stuff out that they'd given me for the, it was a religious order to help widows and orphans in the Mediterranean. And I was summarily told to get rid of the stuff.
What stuff what stuff did you bring out?
I brought out these, they give you these sashes and things and stuff that you wear.
Who gives them?
You pay money to join the order. It's just like the Order of St. John or the Order of, you know.
I see. They're honorariums. No, I know what they are. Go ahead.
Right. They're honorary stuff. But I got kind of duped in this guy in Boulder. He was kind of connected politically, and I thought, I didn't know what was going on. I was in a men's group, and I thought, this is kind of weird. And the old man said to me, you get rid of this stuff tomorrow. And I'm like, well, what? He said, you don't want to be involved with this. And that was the end of it.
I mean, go slow. The trilaterals and, you know, the Bilderberg and these organizations.
Well, the CFR was the one that really scared me.
Well, Council on Foreign Relations is the CFR.
Yeah. And it was military, politically, and wealthy people.
Well, there's the World Economic, I think it's called.
Right.
There's Bohemian Grove. That always comes up. And
right.
But again... I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead.
No. I was hunting with him and a bunch of professionals. We were hunting in South Dakota, and I'm not making this up. I mean, my dad said to me, he said, have you gotten rid of that stuff? I said, well, yeah, I threw it away, or I got rid of it. And he said, well, that's good. I said, why did you want me to get rid of it? He said, because your mother and I are involved in a situation that I don't want you to know about. And I went, what the hell is this going on? And it bothered me to death because, you know, I was like the youngest.
What did your dad do for a living?
I'd rather not say because I'm scared. He was a professional. He was, you know, he'd gone to Dartmouth, and that's all I can say. Okay. And then he went on to professional school. And
what did your mother do?
She was from the East Coast elite. And it really scared me when my mom said to me about the CFR stuff. And Enya says, you know, you can't be doing this stuff without letting us know. And I'm going like, what? I mean, it totally blew me away.
Yeah, I don't know what to respond to you. I mean, I
honestly, the only reason I called you is because I'm, you know, I don't know. I just have somebody to talk to about it because it's it's really kind of scary. And they're both dead. They've been dead since the 90s. And I'm grateful. But I grew up in the Western United States, and Rockefeller, his brothers, Winthrop, and David and Nelson, they all had these meetings with these stuff in the CFR, and that's what I was mostly familiar with.
It's weird stuff. I mean,
these people are like in a different world.
Well, I mean, David Rockefeller, Nelson, not so much, but David certainly plays out. And you know, it's interesting, the Twin Towers that were struck on 9/11, they called one, I think they called one of them David, and I think they called the other one Nelson when they were building them. The trilaterals are real. I mean, really, I mean, they did this. They started, as they said, in that piece in 73. And you have all these people. And when the guy was running down the list of names, that's spot on. I mean, it's exactly what happened.
Right.
But what does it mean? And then I was thinking during the pause, do you think these are the people, because everything that Donald Trump stood for was anti what they did?
Right.
And do you think that this is part and parcel, I'm using words like believe and think, that this is what's hammering on Donald Trump right now? They don't want Donald Trump.
Well, he threw a monkey wrench into
exactly.
The system.
Well, it certainly did. I mean, for all other things aside, that's true.
And all I can tell you is I grew up in New Mexico, and there's a reason why they created the bomb in New Mexico.
Well, that was it was away from everywhere. I mean,
they chose Alamogordo. It was the middle of freaking nowhere, but also that's what you're led to believe. But there's more government stuff in New Mexico that you can't go near.
Well, when they go to, I'm kind of a geek on that. They go two places. They go to Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
And
they go to New Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah. And they go to Los Alamos. And even today, Los Alamos is almost like a bank like a bank with a bunch of guards.
Yeah, but it's called Trinity. You can go to Trinity. Yeah. You can walk it and see it. I don't think there's no secrets left of that. I mean, that's just all public knowledge of what they did.
The thing is, these people were so connected, wealthy. They were connected to the financial system, the political system, and the world system.
Well, that's the rap is that
right.
You got Japan, you got Western Europe, you got North America, you know, you have, and now the Iron Curtain has fallen, and now you have former Soviet Union, you have all these places, and do they really meet, and do they manage the world?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a legitimate, I mean, it's the question, is and then Donald Trump shows up, he's a clear curveball, you know, he isn't anything to anybody, and they hate him.
Well, he's considered nouveau riche.
Not so much that he is. I mean, he's Donald Trump. He's his own worst enemy. At the same time, he was the best president. I mean, I'm this huge Ronald Reagan fan. And after that, I see nothing. I see more of exactly what we're talking about. You know, the Trilateral Commission. You see both Bushes. Oh my God! You know what those two did. And there's this there's a new book. Draper's book now on George Bush and the war in Iraq, and it is scary. It's so frightening what Rumsfeld did and what Cheney did and what all of these people did. What especially and Bush really is a sock puppet. There's a great line. Somebody said George Bush thought the Gulf states were Alabama and Mississippi, which is a funny line. But what they did and what Rumsfeld did and how Rumsfeld, you know, ruined people and. CIA, and today, you know, the CIA is coming up again on the recount using the CIA. The CIA is so despicable, Fred. I mean, they creep you out just reading about what they did.
Well, I mean, if you go to the precursor to the CIA.
The OSS.
Dave, what's his name, the guy that ran it, I'm convinced they killed Patton because he was going to rat
on
the demo.
I know that's a good theory. It's great, but it goes back and. They bring these guys together, and the OSS comes up under – the CIA is a creation under the Truman administration, and one of Truman's regrets was creating the CIA. I mean, it really called it
all I can tell you is that Rumsfeld lives in Taos, New Mexico.
Rumsfeld's a bad guy, really bad.
He is a scary person.
Yeah, he really is.
And you know who was – you know, we got Bush the puppet, then we get Obama the puppet, and – Well,
one of the lines that comes from that piece is that either way we win, but they didn't win with Trump. Trump was an anathema to, and that's why the Bushes hate him and the Clintons hate him and why the media hates him and why the banks hate him and the multinational corporations and pro sports. Right. And I mean, right. If he is beaten, and I hedge that he is,
right. I'm convinced that Biden won, but I also am convinced that if Biden gets in, we're going to see a financial situation different than what Carter had, even worse. Our money will be worth nothing.
Yeah, and, well, you know, what is to be, always prelude. But at the same time, Donald Trump, with his own problems, Donald Trump represents a break in the action. When you go from, you know, we're going to talk about Kennedy's murder or hit, whatever you want to call it. When you start looking at what these people did, and the great warning that Dwight Eisenhower gives, beware of these people. He calls them the military-industrial complex. It's part of the deep state. We have been in these stupid, frightful, sad wars that have gone on and on and on and on and on. And yesterday, Donald Trump says we're getting out of Afghanistan. Who gets angriest? The Republicans. I mean, we need to leave that part of the world with nobody
alone.
There. With nobody there. I mean, just nobody there. They'll figure it out, or they'll kill each other, do something. But who was the most angry? The Republican establishment for Donald Trump saying we're coming home. That is enough. And I look at this, and it is very, very sad for me right now because I do think there's a lot of insanity going on right now. And I do think that Joe Biden's going to become president of the United States, and he will be president of the United States for there's a friend of mine. I didn't want to know his name. He's a surgeon. I saw him yesterday in the gym. He's a guy that I go to the gym, and I see him. And he's brilliant. I mean, all these doctors, they go, hey, he's Joe Biden's slipped a gear. He's no more going to be, you know, in power than the man on the moon. And it'll be Harris and it'll be Elizabeth Warren.
If you look at the leadership since World War II, since Ike, and we had Reagan, and we had. And beyond that,
They're all part of the program.
They're all there. That was the interchangeable part. Very good call, Fred. It made sense. 303-696-1971. It is your turn. We'll go back over all the stuff, all state by state and what happened. What do you think? What are we watching? Will Joe Biden become president? Look, we were talking about, Tom and I were talking about, look, if they're going to move, they got to move fast. The evidence, if it's there, has to be shown. This time of uncertainty, now more than ever, converting diamonds and gold and sterling silver and wedding bands and Rolex watches into cash. We ordered all the Thanksgiving stuff. We're about to have a family meal. Instant cash on the spot if you need dough, and a lot of people losing jobs, and Polis is doing ridiculously stupid things. And imagine when you get a Polis on steroids in the Oval Office. David Ellis has been buying precious metals and coins and jewelry in Colorado for decades, offering confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items, no obligation, free evaluation. See David 6 days a week. I mean, he's there today, day tomorrow, and he'll be there. We got one more alarm clock, and then we're out of here for a day or two. Call David Ellis Jewelry today, 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North. His website is davidellisjewelry.com. If you need money, you got an item or items, you want to see what they're worth, just go in and see them. 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North, davidellisjewelry.com. David Ellis, 303-322-8779. You'll be glad you did. 6 days a week, he's the man. David Ellis, 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. When radio counts, count on Peter Boyle.
Thursday, everyone, the 19th of November. First time, man, for a long, long time. There's two lines open. That's unheard of in the morning show. 303-696-1971 if you want to jump in. Wow, we've been, like, for 8 weeks, it's been 66 will be the high, 50 tomorrow. If you're someone who wants to schedule the absolute lowest price or best deal, it's the time. I mean, mortgage financing, I say this all the time. I don't know what's going to happen to the prime. Who knows what happens if there's a switch? Interest rates are really historic lows, and $500 extra a month or $1,000 a month in your pocket, you're going to need it. Call American today. American Financing, my friends, they don't upfront you or hidden fee you. The mortgage consultants, and they do it over the phone. And I've talked about my experience. It was just wonderful. You can do this, you know, save you a grand a month, but jump now. By the first of the year, you're playing ball. American Financing, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. Really terrific. Honest to God, you don't know what's going to happen now, but do this now. Lock it in today, 303-695-7000. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. We go to James on one. Thank you. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I kind of came up with an idea that might help small businesses. My name's James. And I was thinking that we did pass this city tax for the homeless, did we not?
Yes.
Okay, so why can't, say, Polis, and they're having some type of emergency get-together, why couldn't they say, okay, for the pandemic until the spring, we're going to increase taxes on gas.
Ouch.
And the city and sales tax.
Why would you want to tax people who are already in trouble?
Well, no, listen to my idea. All right. 2 cents, and it all goes to small businesses.
But why? But first of all, gasoline taxes, why would you do that? Just understand.
Because gas is so low right now.
Oh, I see. Well, that's the time. That's the time.
A gallon to help the people in small businesses, wouldn't you?
Well, this is the kind of thinking that always makes me nuts. So you want to tax people at a time where everybody struggles? And
no, just gas.
I understand, but I know gas and sales. I thought you said sales tax too.
Sales, possibly sales tax, but something to help small businesses that are just being shut down. I mean, I'm an essential employee.
But if a business can't, listen to me, my friend, if a business can't open and you tax somebody else and give them the money and they still can't open, where's the response?
Well, yeah, but you somehow help them with their rent, pay their employees, unemployment. There's a solution here to to helping these people.
That's the bailout, right? That's what the bailout's about.
Well, we got to do something.
I'm not even sure why the shutdowns continue.
I know. Me neither. Did you hear that yesterday? Tucker Carlson was talking. He says, out of the 40 million people in California, two people under the age of 18 died.
Yeah, I know that.
It's insane.
No, I believe this, that had this thing not struck, Donald Trump would be president-elect Donald Trump.
Sure.
And this was weaponized and politicized and all these things that happened to it. I'm not saying that this is not a dangerous disease. But the questions remain, you know, for instance, I got friends that are physicians and really smart people who say masks don't work. It doesn't mean anything. They're not prophylactic. They're just what they are. I've heard other people say masks are important. I can't answer that. But
Peter, we've been wearing masks. Everybody
8 months.
You see has been having a mask on
eight months.
For the last 3 months.
I understand.
And it's not getting better.
How about the people that in New York and these cited cases that never came out of their apartments, had food delivered and got COVID? Other people that walk around all the time and don't get it.
I think that's because of the recircled air in those buildings.
Well, maybe. That may be the answer. But like I said, I've read a bunch and we've had great guests on about viruses and I just have respect for them. But, you know, the hope right now is the vaccine and they're not going to allow Donald Trump to have that.
That is treasonous.
Yeah.
He should say, all right, right now, get it out.
But you have to also be cautious. I mean, you're talking about, you know, I was talking to people, will you take the shot? And, you know, I'd gladly take the shot. Believe me, if I could be the first guy in line, I would be. But it's going to be, I don't know. I mean, I'm as stumped as everybody else is. And the vaccine may be the reason why it does come back. I don't know. You're a very good caller, man. Thank you. We go to Judy. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. One second, Pete. Let me get you off speaker.
Okay,
here.
Thank you.
I'm for Christmas this year, I usually give each of my grandkids and my kids, I give them money. But this year, I'm going to go to my local restaurant, the small restaurants that are struggling, and I'm going to get a gift certificate for them to the places they like to eat at the most.
But what if they're not, Judy, what if they're not open?
You know, if they're not open, we'll just have $50 for when they do open.
No, but they may,
and
some
if
of them
don't open, yeah. If they don't open, then I've just given them a $50. It's not going to matter to me.
Well, no, I understand.
Please,
I'm not trying to misunderstand you. I'm saying to you, like Karen Parker, who owned the fish company, I represented Karen Parker for 15 years on the radio. She lost her entire business. I know of another very prominent restaurant. I don't want to name it on the air. It's going to go out of business. It's going to lay off a bunch of people. Mark Crowley and I talked about it last night. It may never come back. It's an old name, old line restaurant that I love. These things are being destroyed.
They definitely are. And I think that would, you know, even if every $50 gift certificate that I buy, if the restaurant goes under, if everybody tried to do something like that, it might make a huge difference,
you know,
into whether they can reopen.
But it's Emperor Polis. I mean, Jared Polis can wave the magic
I
wand.
Know.
That idiot mayor can wave the magic wand. And everything shuts down. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a guy that sits there and says I have that knowledge, because I don't. But what I'm watching happen, I'm just not sure what I'm watching happen and why it's happening.
I'm with you.
When I watch the news, and I've gone back to watching the news because all they do is find people to put on the news to tell you to wear a mask and everybody's going to die. There's you never find somebody on nightly news or any of these local people that says, you know what, and it's flu, it's fluky, it's a virus. Yes, I understand, but we have to forge ahead. I don't see that.
Well, and that's what I've been saying, too, is this is just a flu. It's a flu.
And
we didn't shut down for any other, even though they call it a pandemic. It's worldwide. More people are dying. You know, what they're doing is just making it worse, because on top of a pandemic, now we have everybody so fearful, they won't even see their grandkids.
Yeah, I know. There's a theory that they're conditioning you. Have you read this theory that we started out this morning talking about, you know, the trilaterals, and we've talked about the Bilderberg a lot with John Hickenlooper, although, boy, didn't you love that Cory Gardner ad that he did on John Hickenlooper going to the Bilderberg? I thought that was special. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So, you know, is there world control? Is there any of these things? Is there
absolutely?
Of course, there's a deep state. Of course, there's a swamp. Of course, there's a military-industrial complex. Of course, they exist. But
you could say that to 10 of your to your 10 friends, and 9 of them are going to think you're a nutcake.
Well, I mean, my friends think I'm a nutcake anyhow. So it's not a breakthrough. But
mine too. But I don't care.
Well, no, if I passed the point. You know, you probably know this, when you hit a certain age, you really don't care anymore. So
I don't care. I'm going to say, you know, if you're afraid of hearing a different idea, then stay in your little hole.
But I'm going to tell you something. I've been reading about in this transition team that Biden's putting together. He's got some anti-First Amendment people coming in, and they may get their hands on the FCC, and if they do, it's like...
it's going to be awful.
Oh, boy, you watch. These guys, they're
scary.
We
don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Biden, you know, I love the piece I saw it on Saturday, Joe riding his mountain bike with Dr. Jill Biden. All that is the media telling you, you know, he's not this old degenerate.
He's fit.
Yeah, he's fit. Exactly. Remember, I know I may be the only guy. And then I'm watching because one of my dearest friends in the world is a big Notre Dame guy. And it was one of those Saturday nights. You got to watch the Notre Dame game. So I watched it, and they broke away because they're awarding Joe Biden the presidency. And he runs. He does this dog trot.
Yeah, right.
And I'm thinking to myself,
he's lucky he didn't fall on his face.
Well, no, what I'm saying to you is, well, that was just this illustration of I'm fit. It's like Joe on a mountain bike. I'm fit. I don't care. I mean, Winston Churchill drank in the morning, smoked cigars all day, but got us through, you know, got the British through the darkest times. And he was probably baked half the time. He had a heart attack. They lied about it. You know, it's like he had that big stogie in his mouth, but he was a leader. That's all that counts.
It's conditioning,
you bet,
Peter.
It is.
It's conditioning.
I agree with you. Good call. All right, 303-696-1971. If you know this local paper, the Denver business owner, this is a headline, Denver business owner Dominion's Eric Coomer is an unhinged sociopath, an internet profile, and there it say he's the guy that was all part of this, and it's called the Gateway Pundit, the guy who runs the pundits on a radio show. Looking forward to it. Lynn Wood, irrefutable evidence of fraud in Georgia. We're supposed to see the Georgia recount. The president had a very bad day in Pennsylvania. We can look at individual states. I brought in all my work from last night, looking at state after state after state. The Wayne County Board of Canvassers, now they say they bullied themselves and went back the other way. Where are we? 303-696-1971 in the middle of a dogfight. Kaplis, I mean, we were talking about Danny yesterday when Lynn Wood threatened to sue us. Dan Kaplis is forget Dan as a lawyer for a second. We've just been longtime good friends. And for 37 years, he's a trial lawyer. I know Danny back when Danny got married and the kids were born and we worked radio together. And then my daughter went through a crisis. And Kaplis, I'm going to tell you, man, he called her at night. You okay? What do you need? I mean, I know he did. As a matter of fact, I was there oftentimes just sitting with her when Danny would call. Law Office of Dan Kaplis, 303-770-5551. Somebody's been hurt, serious injury, or wrongful death calling. That's all I can tell you. Working class kid, his dad was a cop. Danny talks about it. 303-770-5551. His website's dankaplislaw.com. If you're in a jam, you need somebody to help, somebody to walk you through it, Dan's there. 303-770-5551, dankaplislaw.com.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Good morning, everyone. It's 6:44, jumping over to 15 minutes almost before the hour. Thursday morning, November the 19th, Stephen Tubbs this afternoon. Coming up, the publisher. And I'm looking forward to this, and then Brother Jeff, to anger everybody up, is on the show this morning. We're looking at Donald Trump's, and I've started, you know, like, big deal, but it's my job, but trying to figure this whole thing out. In Georgia, Lynn Wood, of course, has sued in an attempt to block the certification of the election results. Linwood bombshell, irrefutable evidence of fraud in the Georgia recount. This time he's appearing with Mark Levin. We've been talking about what these folks have been saying, and Republican members of Wayne County, the Board of Canvassers in Michigan, rescinded their votes to certify the election results. We're waiting, I guess, at noon today. You'll see Georgia. So what's happening? Pennsylvania was not a good day yesterday. There were too many people writing about Rudolph Giuliani in the courtroom yesterday, forgetting the name of the judge he was talking to. I mean, some of this stuff is pretty brutal. We were talking, it's almost Joe Biden-esque, but these are people observing it, that Giuliani fiddled with his Twitter account, forgot which judge he was talking to, threw, again, I read it, unsupported accusations about the nationwide conspiracy to steal the election. They said not only was no evidence shown, no evidence has emerged since Election Day. The federal government, again, do with this as you may. Federal government's top election security officials have deemed this the most secure election in our history. A couple different sources. Giuliani plowed ahead, needling the opposing lawyer by calling him the man who was very angry with me, but I forgot his name. He mistook the judge for a federal judge in a separate Pennsylvania district. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. 303-696-1971. I'm telling you, it's one of those slow mornings and everybody burned out yelling at us for the last couple of weeks or months. In Nevada, the Trump campaign is asking a judge to nullify Nevada's election results. The Michigan case we just talked about. In Wisconsin, the Trump administration has come up, or Trump's campaign has come up with $3 million. They want to do a recount of two Wisconsin counties. Biden leads Donald Trump by 20,000 votes statewide in Wisconsin. The campaign has announced that they're filing for a recount in Milwaukee and Madison, both Democratic strongholds. It's, again, alleged, and again, I'm sorry, without evidence, that the absentee ballots were illegally altered or issued and the government officials violated state law. We will see. There is, as I said, Rudolph Giuliani goes into court in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, there's still, it's one of those, I haven't seen it. I know this seems to be the keystone of everything we're doing on talk shows and angering up the blood of others, but you got to show evidence. And I haven't seen it. And they're getting on a tight leash right now. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejected the Trump campaign's contention Republicans were not given enough access. That was this thing about Giuliani going into court. It doesn't look good. But three dots, dot, dot, dot. We have in the wings Lynn Wood's bombshell, irrefutable evidence of fraud in the Georgia recount. He is appearing with Levin. Now, they only have days now. They got to show this. And they're making the claims. Giuliani yesterday, for all intents and purposes, Sidney Powell, who has been quiet now, but I'll just quote you. Lynn Wood said, Donald Trump's campaign attorneys Rudolph Giuliani and Sidney Powell have the smoking guns. They're talking about how he won, overwhelmingly won, not just, you know, squeaked it, but won overwhelmingly. And all these different people, the firing that Ben Hendrick, the cybersecurity guy, he got blown out. And they're talking about these two different counties and the Wisconsin counties. But the recounts have to be completed by December the 1st. I don't know where it goes. But it hinges on a couple of people. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Rudolph Giuliani. Twin Aspen Dental Center is open, and if you need some specialty work to make your smile beautiful, or you need a family dental clinic for your checkups and cleanings, Brian Richter is your go-to guy. He's my guy, my family's guy, my son, my daughter. Everybody goes, gets our teeth done, man. Pandemic or not, keeping patients, employees, and the community safe is their top priority. I'm a fan. The man's the man. They treat everybody as if they're infectious and maintain top-notch infection control protocols. If you experience the same quality of care that we have all experienced at Twin Aspen Dental, and here's the door kicker that I love, free teeth whitening for the rest of your life. Be confident in your smile. Become a new patient today. Free teeth whitening for life. called a man up. So what? There's a pandemic. So what? You got a problem with your teeth? 303-841-7466. He's the man. 303-841-7466. On the web, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. 303-841-7466. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. We go to Robert. Hey, Robert, doing a radio show, man. Good morning.
Good morning, brother man.
Hey, man.
I'm really torn on this because I think that it is incumbent upon the president, not just for himself, you know, and his political future, but for our republic as a whole, to go through the process. Let's take a look at everything and make sure everything was copacetic and legit. And I'm good with that. And I think that most reasonable people would be good with that. But sadly, there's very few reasonable people left. With that having been said, look, man, I believe, and you know, and you've gone through and detailed this better than I ever could, the difference between belief and knowledge.
Sure.
I believe that some fishy things went on. There's a lot of things that don't pass the smell test. That said, I've yet to see evidence of it.
There's a
point. And our system of government, our legal system, our basic fundamental ideas of jurisprudence don't work on the smell test. They don't work on the, well, that doesn't quite look right or seem right, so it must be not right. You got to have the proof. And whether it be Lynn Wood or Sidney Powell or Rudy Giuliani or you know, Joe from Podunk, Iowa, show me the evidence.
Yeah, and I use that throwaway line. No, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me state. It's the show me state, right?
Sure.
Missouri. But you got to show me. I mean,
and that's what I want to see. Now, you know, I think from the president's standpoint, putting Rudy Giuliani having anything to do with this is an absolute unforced error. He kicked himself right in the shins with that one. There's just too much crap that's attached to Rudy Giuliani.
And he's not been one of the rap. I'm reading it last night late. He's not been physically in a courtroom for over 30 years.
Right.
And he goes in on this one. And apparently, I mean, it's very Joe Biden-esque kind of behavior. And this isn't written by people that hate Rudolph Giuliani. They're just talking about he didn't remember the name of the judge. He couldn't remember the name of the lawyer. He thought the judge was another judge. That's not a guy you want in there representing you in your future.
Absolutely. No, Rudy, hey, look, man, Rudy was a great U.S. attorney, you know, and he did a fantastic job as the mayor of New York, but you just nailed it on the head. He has not been really a practicing attorney for decades.
No, a long time.
And it's a perishable skill, okay? Just like riding a motorcycle or long-distance shooting or anything else is a perishable skill. So that was an unforced error, and I think it was a dumb move on the Trump campaign's part. Not to mention just the stigma around Rudy with all of the other stuff, you know, that has happened over the last several years.
Did you see that?
Out the proof. Yeah. Show me where it is.
They have to have it.
Explain to me in detail and in a way that any reasonable, rational person can look at this and go, that was wrong. Look, these two signatures don't match. Whatever.
Yeah.
Without that, man, suck it up and move on. You know, I don't like it, but Joe Biden is the president-elect of the United States, and I don't think there's anything that's going to come out that's going to change that.
There's a line, and I've had some really heated conversations, and this has been, you know, I'm not playing the violin because I love this kind of radio, but this has been an 8-9 week experience for the morning show, back to a bunch of stooges in the Republican Party, and Cory Gardner's an idiot, and you know, there's not going to be a landslide, and all the things that were being said. And even when I'm rationally trying to ask people, well, why didn't Cory Gardner come to your big demonstration, your big rally? I don't see anybody flying Cory Gardner flags around with Trump flags and the rest of that nonsense. Having said those things, belief is the most powerful force in history. Belief is infinitely more powerful than knowledge will ever be. And now we're down to this. And we have to walk in to the American. And now the idea now, well, it's there, but the media won't show it. Screw the media. If it's there, and Donald Trump can present it, or Giuliani can present it, or you call a national conference, they'll show up, and you show them that smoking gun. And here it is. This is, what's the number? I'm reading a piece last night that now Joe Biden approaches 80 million votes. If it's a rig, that's a hell of a rig.
Yeah, but you're almost conflating apples and oranges there.
No, not really.
Well, this is the thing. trying to rig elections on a national scale would be pretty much impossible.
Hey, listen, I got guys calling here that they rigged Colorado.
Look, be reasonable about things, though.
I am.
If you wanted to, and I don't mean you. I mean these people that are saying they rigged Colorado. Look, Colorado's been turning blue for a long time. It's been trending that direction for well over a decade, spreading from Denver and Boulder out. And anybody with half a brain can see that. It just is what it is. You could argue about why, that's happening, but that is happening. You wouldn't have to do a national rig to do this. You only need to pick three or four key places to do it. But I equate that very much the same way as, the people that said, oh, well, Russia stole the 2016 election. So let me get this right. Russia knew when all of these pollsters and all of these political geniuses didn't know.
Agreed.
Russia somehow knew that if you flip Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin by collectively, 70-some-odd thousand votes?
Yep.
And we'll spend a couple of $100,000 on Facebook ads, and this will do it. Come on, man. Get out of here. That's stupid.
I was reading last night. And I can't do math, but more than 155 million votes have been counted. The turnout is a little greater than 65% of all eligible voters. It is, believe it or not, the highest turnout since 1908 in this country. And this there's something called the Elections Project that I read. And Biden's tally across the boards, nearly 6 million votes. But you're right. I mean, if, in fact, you can find a Herc in Nevada, if you can find a problem in Wisconsin, but it has to be a great problem. It can't just be, I found 600 votes or 900 votes or the GIs weren't counted. But I mean,
you're talking tens of thousands.
You're talking millions. Yeah. Very good.
In each location.
Oh, indeed.
You're talking 30,000 votes in Las Vegas. Yeah. You're talking, 70,000 in Philly, 20,000 in Wisconsin. Is it possible? Sure. It's also possible that I'm going to sprout wings and fly to the moon tomorrow.
You're better angels.
Pretty unlikely.
You take care of yourself. All right, man.
Have a great
Very good call. All right, this guy, Jeff Hoff, we've never spoken to him. I got something to play for him, and I'm looking forward to talking to him. It's a Thursday morning. They got to hurry. And we're told by Lynn Wood it's coming ASAP. We have the evidence, the smoking gun, Sidney Powell. And yesterday in the courtroom, Giuliani did not do anybody any favors. It's a Thursday.